All right, coming to you from Farm Progress, let's talk about the markets now on Inside Agriculture with Mark Gold, top third, a Stone X company, which was an exciting transition for you, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was interesting. Stone X is a very large company. They trade everything in the world today, and they've got 3,500 employees. So it's a little different than when I had top third, and it was, you know, 15 people in the trading room. So it's been a big change.
Yeah. Well, the world has changed, and it seems like the cattle market just won't quit. What happened Tuesday?
Well, you know, it's another record high close and contract highs, both fats and feeders today. You know, I thought when we saw the box beef break from 397 down to 367, I thought we were starting to see the consumer, the American housewife, backing away from beef. And then it came roaring back. The futures came roaring back. Cash market's been on fire. I don't know what's going to break it. The interesting thing is, in the feeder cattle market, we've had five outside down key reversals over the last 5-6 months. Every one of those key reversals has been taken out on the upside.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've been in the business 51 years, and I've never seen anything like it.
And each one of those individual signals should have meant the top was
there. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, once maybe it'll violate it, but to do it five times,
yeah,
it's just unprecedented.
Well, you're not alone, because everybody's been saying that since February.
Yeah. And, you know, Monday we opened limit down off of the report with the bigger placement numbers than they were looking for. Then it rallied and only closed 150, 200 lower, back higher today, making new highs. So I don't know what's going to stop it. I think once we get through the Labor Day weekend, we're going to start to see the American housewife back off here. I mean, the prices of hamburger, $8, $9, $10 a pound. I paid $10 a dozen eggs the other day.
Oh, my.
And I don't know where. You know, you got to budget it, and maybe they're saving some money on gasoline, but they aren't saving it at the grocery store. So I think after Labor Day, when we get done with this last demand push, maybe that's going to be the top. But
who knows?
Yeah. I thought it was the high at $300 fats, and, you know, hasn't been the case.
Yeah. Happy for the cow-calf guys. Pity of the feeders, they got to buy a $1,000 calf.
Yeah. I mean, it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
The guy was telling me today, he goes, I never thought I could sell a calf for this kind of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to make it work, but the cheap corn helps, the cheap meal helps. But still, you know, if you've been around as long as I have, something always shakes the cattle market.
Yeah.
At some point, something happens. Now, is it going to be opening Mexico up again? Is it going to be, you know, two words nobody wants to hear out there? We've seen what can happen if somebody says the wrong two words.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to break it, but at some point, I think it'll be the consumer. I think you're starting even in the steakhouses. I've been to a couple of steakhouses in the last couple of weeks. They weren't as full, and they were charging $78 for a prime strip steak. And if you wanted a porterhouse for two, it was $125 for the steak.
Oh, my.
So I think they're starting even to back off at the restaurant level, these high prices.
So the advice is practice safe marketing, get some protection, huh?
You know, buy some puts, do something out there, sell the cattle, buy a call option if you still think there's upside. If you don't think there's any upside, you've got to sell the cattle. So, you know, there's something to do. You know, even the LRP can help you out here. So you just have to do something at these price levels. You can't let historic highs pass you up. You know, a farmer asked me today, he's got, you know, a fair amount of head of cattle out there. He said, what should I do with them? I said, if it was me and I had four-legged animals out there, I'd sell them, every one of them, right now, and wait 3 years and get back in the business.
Sure.
But, you know, we know they're not going to do that. But, you know, if you ask me what I'd do, that's what I'd do. But,
well, that's real estate. Buy low, sell high.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so cattle, another form of real estate. So how about the hog side?
You know, hogs aren't cheap here. You know, we're $90, give or take. And it's been supported by the high beef prices. But we've never really seen the explosion that we've seen in the past, but we had disease issues when that happened. We don't see that now. Hopefully we won't. But I think, you know, pork demand, chicken demand, fish demand, you know, you can buy a piece of white fish relatively cheap, put that on the grill or bake it. You know, there are some pasta, make some pasta, do something else besides buying beef. So, you know, I think the pork market is probably fairly well priced here, but it's got room on the upside.
Yeah. All right, Mark Gold of Top Third, Stone X. What's the best way for farmers to get a hold of you or one of your brokers?
You can give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.
Mark Gold on the grains right after we check the weather on Inside Agriculture.